Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, where we are on the Women's Round Table. We're broadcasting from our homes. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. This June the 11th, due to the COVID-19 pandemic currently sweeping the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where currently we have 320 positive cases and 4 deaths.
Yes, and I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C. Today, we'll be talking about these coronavirus cases, also including what's happening politically in the country.
Yes, Esther. And today, we don't want to take too much time because we have amazing women on our panel, including, I think, a gentleman as well. So we're going to be looking at the current political situation where we've seen in recent days, we saw yesterday 3 members of the MDC Alliance being arrested yesterday, and they are currently in police custody after they were allegedly abducted a few weeks ago. And also they were taken into hospital and have been recovering in hospital. But when they went to present their passports at the courts, and they were then arrested when they were at their lawyers' offices. So these include Joanna Mamombe, the MP for Harare West, Cecilia Chimbiri, and also Netai, another MDC Alliance member, also with the Youth League star.
Yebo ke lamhlanje ke sikhangela udaba lolu lwe coronavirus sibona ukuthi elizweni sabantu abantu abangamakhulu amathathu namachumi amabili 320 sebehlaselwe ligcikwane leli, kodwa nje kungabe kukuhle ukuthi inani lalaba ababhubhayo ngenxa yaleli gcikwane likhwelanga, lokhu likulabo abane, i-4. Ngakho ke sikhangela labo ukuthi igcikwane leli njalo limemetheke kakhulu emhlabeni jikelele, ngoba siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abedlula inkulungwane, nangathi mina izigidi eziyisikhombisa lamakhulu amane, i-7,409,132. Lapho ke sikhuluma ngemhlabeni jikelele ukuthi ke asebebulewe yileli gcikwane sebesedlula amakhulu amane, i-417,377. Ngakho ke siyananzelela njalo ukuthi ilizwe leli esikulo lapha ele-United States yile lokho elikhokhela ke ngezigidi ezimbili ke kuyedlula lelo nani. Njalo nxa sikhuluma inani leli lokho eliqansa, lokho elikhuphuka, ngakho sikhuluma nje ngezigidi ezimbili mhlawumbe sokwedlule. Njalo libulele ke lapha abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu, i-112,000. Ngakho ke eZimbabwe kuningi ke okwenzakalayo, konke ke siyabe sikukhuluma kuwona lo msakazo. Sizaphinda njalo sithinte udaba lwesiphathamandla sebandla le-MDC, abesifazana abathi bahlukuluzwa ngamapholisa. Siyabona ukuthi bona ke bathi bathunjwa, balinyazwa khathesi, kodwa ke sebesetheswa icala, icala ke lokuthi baqamba amanga, bathi bona babethunjiwe bona bengathunjwanga. Labo ke ngonkosazana Joanna Mamombe, unkosazana Cecilia Chimbiri, unkosazana Netsai Maroba, inkokheli zogatsha lwabatsha ke ku-MDC. Yikho ke yilo ke lolu daba esiyabe silucubungula lapha. Njalo silabahlonitshwa bethu esiyabe sicubungula labo, sixoxa ke sibonisana ke. Yebo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa kunehova changobva kupinda muchirongwa pari zvino. Tichange tiri kutaura isu panyaya yedambudziko recovid-19 kana kuti chirwere checoronavirus icho pari zvino chatekeshera pasi rose. Tinoona pari zvino chirwere ichi chawanikwa icho munyika chichibata vanhu vanosvika ivo 320, uyezve vana vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Tinoona kuti John Hopkins University yemuno muAmerica inotaura iyo kuti pane vanhu 2 million vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi pasi rose, 112 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Muno muAmerica i 2 million and then 112 vachishaya, asi globally pasi rose pane 7 million vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichi, 416 vakawanikwa vachishaya. Muno muWashington DC mandinogara mune vanhu 9,537 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichi, 499 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Asi tichange zvakare tiri kutaura isu panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika. Tichiona isu kuti munguva yapfuura tinoona kuti pane madzimai matatu eMDC Alliance inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa, vanoti ivo Muzvare Joanna Mamombe, Muzvare Cecilia Chimbiri naMuzvare Netsai Marowa vakawanikwa ivo vachinzi vakapambwa uyezve vakawanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa vachizowanikwa ivo vachipinda muchipatara. Ndobva vaimiswa pamberi pematare vakapuwa mari yekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso. Asi takazoona vachinzi ivo vaende kumatare vachinosiya magwaro avo ekufambisa. Tichizoona zvakare nezuro vachinzi ivo vakawanikwa ivo vachisungwa, vachinzi ivo vakange vataura zvisirizvo panyaya yekuti vakapambwa. Saka pari zvino vatori vari muusungwa kuHarare Central, uyezve tichange tiri kunzwa kuti zvafamba sei munyaya iyoyi mukukurukura kwatichange tiri kuita. Saka tine vanyarikani vari pano vakati wandei nhasi, tine madzimai akawanda ari pano, saka tichange tirikuda kunzwa kwavari kuti vanoona sei zviri kuitika izvi panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika. Uyezve tichiona kuti imo muno muAmerica manga muine zviratidziro zvanga zviri kuitika. Tine munyarikani wedu wokutanga Muzvare, tingati amai Lucy Ndombe Chikore, taurai henyu zita renyu uyezve kuti muri kupi, motipawo mafungiro enyu zvatiri kukurukura nazvo ipo pano.
Takatarisana nenyaya dzevasikana vatatu vekupambwa kuZimbabwe. Zvinhu zvinosuwisa zvakanyanya pazviyero zvakasiyana-siyana. Tichitarisa kodzero dzevanhukadzi nedzekuchengetedzwa, tinoona kuti vasikana ava kodzero dzavo dzakatombunyikidzwa kare. Zvakava zvinova ndosaka vakawanikwa vachiitwa sexually abuse, which is something that we really condemn, and we strongly condemn it as the women's movement. Kuti nyangwe vanhu vaine mifungo yakasiyana nezvematongerwo enyika, kodzero dzavo dzinofanira kuchengetedzwa. Uye zvakanyanya tichitarisa mabumbiro epasi rose, tinoona vakadzi even paine civil unrest chaiyo vanotaura nyaya dzekuchengetedza vasikana nevakadzi even in areas dzinenge dzine conflict. So panyaya dzemadzimai aya ndinoona chiri chinhu chisina kunyatsomira zvakanaka. Hurumende yedu inofanira kubuda pachena pamberi mukurwira kodzero dzevanasikana, and also ndevechidiki vari kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika. Tinozozviona zviri zvinhu zvinodiscourage madzimai kuparticipata mune zvinhu zvepolitics, because zvinenge zvichivavhiringidza zvakanyanya. So zvinhu zvekuti it really needs to be looked at, zviadreswe, and also madzimai ave protected panyaya idzodzo, zvikuru sei vanenge vachiparticipata munyaya dzepolitics. And takatarisana naJohana, ane immunity anofanira kunge ainayo zvakare semumiririri mudare reparamende. So all those rights are being violated and no one is really thinking about it. So we really need for these women to be protected. And when I look at nyaya dzemhirizhonga yakanga ichiitika muno,
muri kustate ipi parizvino?
Ndiri kuWisconsin.
Muri kure sei nekwakatanga mhirizhonga idzi?
Tiri kuMidwest tese, but tiri pane chinhambwe chakanyanya. Asi takaona mhirizhonga idzi dzakazotekeshera nenyika yacho yese, saka hapana kana nenzvimbo yakasaririra. Takaona vechidiki vachibuda zvakanyanya. Ndosaka ndanga ndichiti kune madzimai echidiki ekuZimbabwe vari kuparticipata munyaya dzepolitics, vanofanira kuprotektwa. Human rights avanofanira kuprotektwa. Nekuti takaona vanhu vakanga vachisimuka vachiti zvona vanhu vatema vakakosha zvakanyanya munyika muno, vanga vari vechidiki zvakanyanya. Nyangwe pachinzi pane curfew, nyangwe mapurisa achiuya achida kuita zvechisimba, vanhu vanga vachiti aiwa, hazvizvo zvinofanira kuitwa. Saka tofanira kuprotekta vechidiki vedu kuZimbabwe semaprotektirwa avakanga vachiita muno. Hatina kuona vanhu vachirasikirwa neupenyu, hakuna, hatina kuona vanhu vakanga vachiuya kuzombunyikidzwa kana kuabductwa kuendwa navo.
Aiwa, batai henyu makadaro, regai timbodzosa Star. You can come on there. We had our first guest who was just talking about some of the issues that we saw happening here in the United States. She's also talking about the issue of Joanna Mamombe and the other two ladies from MDC. She's saying that she feels that what has happened may actually deter other women from joining into politics. Over to you, Star.
Yebo ke lapho sizwa ukuthi omunye umhloni bese lo munye umhloni cha wethu lapha othi hayi lokho kwenzakala kulabo abesifazana be MDC abathi bahlokuluzwa ngamapolisa bekungakuhle ngempela ngoba kuzayenza ukuthi abanye abesifazana bengabilo hlonzi ekuthini bangene kwezombusazwe labo babe inkokheli ngakho kubisele emuva ke abesifazana. Ngakho ke lapha silesinye njalo isiphathamandla sebandla le-MDC esiyabe sixoxa laso yena ke ngunkosazana ke Carter Richards, ngunkosikazi Carter Richards usebhilithane ke yena ngiyabona nangokhona ngcono ke yena azitsho ngegama ye ungaqalisa ke ngoba nesikhuluma laye.
Ngikhuluma lo Carter Richards mina ngise ndaweni yase Wales kodwa la ingaphansi kwe UK kuna lapho kodwa ngelinye eastern independent country kodwa ingaphansi kwe UK yinye ama 5 countries angaphansi kwe UK.
Yeah, ungumgcini sihlalo webandla le MDC khona ngapho le MDC Alliance. Ungasitshela umbono wakho ngokwenzakala kumantombazana la amathathu uJoanna Mamombe, uCecilia Chimbiru neTsai Marova. Sibonile ke ukuthi sebesetheswa ke icala lokuthi abakhulumanga iqiniso. Ungathini ngakho konke nje indlela udaba lolu oluphethwe ngayo?
Ya mina ngingumgcini sihlalo webranch yeWales khona lapha eUK. So lapho masikhangelele indaba yamankazana la abantu abesintwana laba eyayenzakalayo kuma viki aphelayo lawo. Khanya njengokuthi indaba yangikhona kayibanjisiswanga ngendlela eqondileyo ngoba lapha sikhangelele lokuthi sexual violation of young people who are trying to introduce themselves into politics, which will I will just ngizabuyela lapho omunye umama isikhulumi sakuqale sike sasho ukuthi kuzenze ukuthi abesintwana babuyele emuva kwindaweni zepolitics instead yokuthi thina siyakhulisana thina abesifazi ukubana ina sifanele sibe lelungelo lokuthi singene upolitics njalo siparticipate ngendlela eqondileyo njalo sihlonitshwe ngendlela eqondileyo. Manje esokukhangeleka kathesi ukuthi uhulumende wethu ngendabeni yokuthi aprotecte abantwana laba ngendlela okwenzakale kuye njalo bayenze ama-investigations aqondileyo ukuthi laba abayibo abagqonene lokuganga okukhulu kangaka bangeniswe emthethweni baboshwe. Kodwa-ke usephendulele izinto sokungani laba abantwana yibo abasebenze ububi after all these violations that we made or on them instead of protecting them according to the law ukuthi baba-protecte in torture kuba tortures ngezinto ezinye ezijene ze cruelty and human indignity. Uyazi lapha abayangiswa ngendlela enye emangalisayo. I don't even want to put myself into their position because I wouldn't even know how I would wake up and face the nation and face the country. Siphinde sikhumbule ukubana umama uJohane ngomunye wabakhokheli omela iphalamende omela abanye bakhe kuphalamende kambe ngemva kokuyangiswa ngesiga esingaka esikhulu kangaka amboni ukuthi uzawuyathola amandla okubana abuyele njalo esimeni sakhe sokuba nguye ngoba lokho okwenzakala kulaba abantwana is completely destroyed their lives forever. It's something that me myself.
Iye kulungile bese ngubamba umlomo khonapho. Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi uhulumende uthi mhlawumbe abakukhuluma yasoqiniso. Njengebandla le-MDC liyake likucabange khonokho ukuthi kungenzakala ukuthi ngempela kwenzakalanga lokho
Lokhu that's very impossible ukuthi kulabantwana abantu abale responsibility abanjengalaba abangasuka bekhulume into engangesimo abatholakala beyiso sona abatholala besosona ayazibengcolile bengagezanga bengaqedakala ukuthi bayisimo kanjani akula umuntu olengqondo. There is no one with normal senses who will put themselves in such a situation where they come up and proclaim such a claim. It's very, very unfair for them to be treated in that way. Ukuthi bebuthwe ngamanga, have they made any investigation to prove that it's the lie? And if they've made the inquiry, who have they been asking? Because all the investigations have been made through these girls and they've told themselves ukuthi wahamba njani ngendaba yangkhona. So ukuthi kuthweba lamanga, I don't even see ukuthi amanga angkhona avela ngangapi njalo baku investigate bafika ngapi ukuze bakubone ukuthi abantwana laba bakamba amanga uhambe njani. Uhulumende yena ngokwakhe uye ongathembakalanga endabeni ezinjengalokhu ukuthi avikele abesintwana, avikele abesifazana endabeni ezinjengalama organizations amanye achiyeneyo okufanele akhulume. I challenge most of the organizations, be they voluntary government organizations or whatever they are, women organizations, you should rise up and stand up for other women. Because if you don't do it for yourself, nobody else is going to do it for you. It is very, very painful. I can't foresee myself in Shala in Pila in La Epondeleng, in Aloko in Zelamantana in Lab. Who do among and want to come back and Jan and go as with about Tatanga?
Yebo ke hayi sibongile ke sizanika omunye wami ke ithuba uMavela Siya. Mavela Siya, can you come in there?
Yes, I think so. I'll keep you on there. I'll keep you on there so that, you know, I saw you had asked a very important question that government had actually said they are refuting this abduction actually happened from what we saw. And we are seeing that actually they are now in police custody answering to those charges that they were allegedly falsifying these claims. What do you say as MDC Alliance?
Yes, you can go ahead and answer, Ms. Richards.
It's very unfortunate for a responsible government to say that to young people with this state, they were seen, you know, coming out of that situation. I don't even know that any reasonable person who can say that. And can you imagine if your young daughter or young girl goes to the shops and come around and said, I've been raped, and you have to turn around and say, I think you are lying, you've done that yourself. Nobody can do that to themselves. Mm-hmm. This was a very unfortunate situation which has been treated very, very unfairly about the government. They violated those women's rights, their freedom of torture, cruelty, and degraded them in so many ways. Instead of supporting them to come back to their life, they are punishing them for what they've, after all the punishment that they have gone through. I think it is a very, very unfair situation with the government. Our government is very, very unfair in so many things. And why at all times are they targeting the people, the supporters of the MDC Alliance? Why would they do that? If we can see that happening, and there are so many other people who have been raped and degraded and tortured in so many ways in Bulawayo that are not even in the limelight. It's not the first time that we've seen that. There's so many girls that have been going, that have gone through such a situation. I see a lot of people who are living in the world. I see a lot of people who are living in the world.
My Richards, I'm going to tell you that 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 I'm zvavari kutaura hazvisi zvechokwadi panyaya iyo yekuti vakapambwa.
Inozwa iye hurumende yedu inozwa inoshayiwa respect panzvimbo zvakawanda wanda stereki. Nekuti ukatarisa izvinezvi pane chirwere chiri kunetsa checovid chavanofanira kutarisana nao. Unokushayika kwekudya kwevanhu kuri kuitika kumusha wako, vana vari kutambura, vanhu varikusvara vasina kudya, instead kuti vaconcentrate panyaya dzinovaka nyika, nyaya dzinovaka dzinovaka vana vedu veZimbabwe. Ivo vari busy kuconcentrata nenyaya dzekungoda kusunga vanhu vasina kana mhosva yavakaita. Hurumende inofanira kutarisisa yoteedzera mutemo wedu wehurumende wakavimbika wakaiswa pasi nehurumende kuti unofanira kuteedzera. Kana vachida kuinvestigata vanyatsotevedzera mutemo chaizvo vachiinvestigata, nekuti kuti zvavanenge vangofungawo kuti vanhu vapinda pamatambudziko akadaro kozonzi haiwa maka hapana zvakaitika, hamuna kumboabdata, hamuna kumboita sei. Inyaya inorwadza zvikuru stereki kuti hurumende instead of protecting their own loved ones, vanongo protect a few individuals. I think I ndofunga kuti vana ava vakangochengetedzwa zviri a very, very unfair. And vakawanda vanhu muZimbabwe uko vakawanda kuBulawayo. I think there's quite a few girls as well we've gone through such a treatment yeri kutreatwa nehurumende yedu. And people are so afraid to come forward even if after so many things if happened. We saw kuti muna January papa after those shooting madzimai akawanda stereck akarepiwa nemasoldiers zvese izvi havanei nazvo kuti vambozvitarisa kuti zviri kufamba sei kuti vachengetese utano wemadzimai.
Mm-hmm. Atiri ipapo tinoona ikoko kuBritain nyaya iyoyi yeCOVID-19 iri kubata madzimai akawanda vari kuita mabasa vana mukoti nevamwewo. Zvakamira sei paCOVID-19 apo tichitarisa muBritain mamurume?
Pa Wales yezvino iko handiri kunogona. I was reading the Welsh government report this morning. Nyaya yeCOVID yatodzikira chaizvo zvekuti ma guidelines are relaxing a little bit, not too much, but a little bit. And the death rate is reduced quite a lot kunoko kuWales.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, batai zvenyu makadaro. Tichadzoka kwamuri. Regai nditore zvakare Star kana kuti ndimbodzokera kuna amai Lucy Ndongwe Chikore vari panapa. Amai Chikore, manga muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa naamai Kata Richards vari kuti ivo madzimai vanofanira kubatana pamwe chete kuti vawanikwe ivo vachishora kumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzemadzimai nyanya munyika. Munoona sei izvi?
Zvinhu zvandinokurudzira zvakanyanya. Madzimai ngatibatanei nemativi ose. Hazvinei kuti uri webato ripi kana hauna bato raunotsigira. Rape chinhu chiri life altering for the girl child and it gives lifetime scars. So you are a woman first before you are a political animal. So we have to stand up for other women. And also this weaponization of rape, using rape as a weapon to silence dissent is totally unacceptable. So as women we have to stand up because nhasi ndiwe mangwana ndemumwe. Hazvina basa kuti even tikada kutarisa ndisikade kupinda zvangu mune zvematongerwo enyika, you would find that there was a time when one faction yanga ichitonga but the other one yakazopinda ikatangawo kutonga from the same party. And you find kuti the other party that is now ruling yakumbunyikidza vamwe vavo vavaimbotonga navo. Saka zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti mangwana hazvizivikanwi kuti njuga dzinomuka dzakarerekera kupi. So we need to stand up as women. And these are women's rights and women should be protected from any form of violence. Just like the resolution 1365 here in the United Nations, in order about protecting women in conflict zones and also not using zvakaita sekurepa vanasikana nemadzimai as a weapon. So I totally agree kuti madzimai ngatibatane. Hazvina basa kuti wakamirira bato kana hauna bato raunomirira. Kana uri munhukadzi, even kana uri amai, hazvizivikanwi kuti mangwana mwana wako zvinonomuwanira kupi. And hauziva kuti mwana wako paachakura achange achisapota chii.
Mm-hmm. Tiri papo tisati takusiyai kuti titore vamwe. Mataura eminyaya yeUnited Nations, tinoona kuti iro bato reUnited Nations rakatotaura kuti pane zvizhinji zvinofanira kuti zvigadziriswe panyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwemadzimai matatu aya. Munoona zvichitererwa here tichitarisa kuti pari zvino pane mapisha-pisha akawanda ari kuitika munyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino?
Vangatadza zvavo kuteerera, but it is a stain on their record for a government that came in ichitaura kuti isusu we are a new dispensation. So for them, we know kuti they want investors to come in and they want a lot of things. They want to be portrayed differently out there. So it deters my investors. And also once it has a stain on your record, azvimirire zvakanaka hurumende yedu. So vanofanira kutoteerera. Asi nyango zvazvo kuteerera kwacho kuchinyatso kuchitinetsei. Mm-hmm. Asi nyango hurumende isingateereri saizvozvo, madzimai, we have to rise up and say no to violence, no to rape, no to rape as a weapon. Because sezvataurwa ne the other panelist, kuti takaona mazuva at right after my elections, rape again was used as a weapon pavaienda madzimai achinorepwa kuna Nachitungwiza and other cities. So we don't need that.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, regaindi mbodzosa Star back on the panel so that we can take our other guests and just hear. We are hearing there from Ms. Lucindo Ngwechikoro, who is talking about, you know, not using rape as a weapon in politics, especially, you know, she was just citing some of the examples that we've seen happening in the country. But over to you.
Yes, coming back to you, Ms. Richards, we see that women are facing many hurdles again when it comes to during this lockdown, which is meant to curb the infections of coronavirus. Some have nothing to eat. Some have to go and line up for food, like Millie Meal and other things. What can you say about the way the government is handling this coronavirus pandemic?
During this coronavirus, our government, I haven't seen anything from our government. I've seen nothing that the government has done for the people, for its citizens, about the coronavirus in terms of food, giving out food, sharing food. Despite that, I was reading one of the articles, because I know the government did HRP, Wimari, Guma, World Bank, and so forth. I was reading an article which said, there is a certain pocket yang reserved which ipiwe in terms of nyaya zagada zaita ma pandemics. And I know with the government I think up to 7 million or more. I'm not 100% sure of the figures. But as ipamari iyo instead of iende kuno seva vanhuvarikutambura ama citizens of Zimbabwe vana madzimai vatirikuona ndiye anopinda pa cross line at all the times, because we are the bearers of everything. We look after the children. We even look after our husband. Without us, our husband won't even exist. We have to cook. We have to do that for everything. As an African woman, we do everything for our families. So our government has done nothing. I have seen other members of parliament distributing food here and there with the little bit that they have and the contributions that they have from other people and the donations. Like, I think maybe in America they've done that. We have done donations here in England that have gone back home there to help with COVID and food donations from their own pockets, from their own private organization of the monies. People have gone there to help out people. But the government, I haven't seen, I don't know, maybe you have seen, but I haven't seen any help at all from the government, regardless of all these money that have been given out, except for the scandals that have been brewing up for in terms of the COVID treatment that was given to Zimbabwe, which has been diverted to a different pocket altogether. Yeah, so the government really has done nothing at the moment.
Yeah, what was this patanisa lokwenzakala khona ngapho ke eBilitane? Siyabona ukuthi eZimbabwe kwesinye isikhathi abantu bathi bahlukuluzwa ngamapolice. Abesifazana bathi labo nqabe layina laphana abanye ogogo abasebe badala bafuqwa elayinini, abafana laba abancane bebangenele phambili. Njalo sabona ke abasifazana ababili uNokuthula Mpofu noNtombiso Mpofu abachayayo ngamapolice. A city back breaked ama lockdown rules, back to lapha sasibabona in big each. Kuningi ke okwenzakalayo, ungaqathanisa nje lokwenzakala khona ngapho, ukwephula kwelungelo kwabantu nokuswelakala kwempahla zokusebenzisa ngesiNdebele.
Udubo kakhulu kuhulumende yethu ukuthi they are politicizing everything. Everything has to be politically related. Even where political does not work, is not supposed to be involved at all. They politicize everything. Instead, ukuthi bancede abantu, regardless of who you are, you know, in times of disease, the pandemics and so forth, we take away our parties, we take them out and put them on the side and work with people and support people and help people who are in need, which I think everybody's need, lockdown, but there's nothing to feed for the people. So uhulumende kufanele ukuthi ayenze iplan. Amapolisa ase asalandeli iconstitution. I don't even know what the constitution exists in Zimbabwe. You know, everybody, as long as you are in institution, you can do whatever you want. ngoba siyabona ukuthi amapolice and ama Zimbabweans, I don't know what is going wrong with them at the same time. Ngoba at one time ngabona ukuthi lapha amapolice they were dragging somebody bemngenisa evanini beyazi bemchaya bemchaya abantu, they were just looking, so many people were, and the ivan lana ya driver so many miles ihamba between people, abantu bebukele nje omunye wabo echaywa esenziwa nje intando ngamapolice. Amapolice eZimbabwe, honestly, mina if ngangena lapha nokulungelana wonke amapolice nafana aphume, kungena abantu abatsha kwenze abazakugeni abazalandela umthetho welizwe. I don't even know ukuthi useze nomthetho osebenza usengamthetho eZimbabwe, abantu sebesenza ababufunayo, especially amapolice ale army.
Yes, siyananzelela ukuthi abanye abanengi abavele emazweni angomakhelwane njengele South Africa le Botswana, bakhona abanye ababuya khona ngapho kwele Britain, labanye nje abavela kwele America, bafika betholakale belegcikwane leli le-coronavirus, njalo abaningi yibo abengezelela inani eliseZimbabwe eliyi-320 kathesi, kodwa sibona ukuthi iningi laba kade bekwamanye amazwe. Ungathi abantu bahlezi njani khona ngapho kwamanye amazwe lapho kulegcikwane leli eliningi khona? Kungabe kuyikuthi bengabe belithatha endaweni lezi okuthiwa ama-quarantine centers babuya belalo? Ungathini wena usineko wakho umbono?
Ina iproblem enkulu kakhulu engayibona eZimbabwe ukuthi abantu bonke uma lapho bemisiwe bengasavunyelwa ukuthi bangene elizweni bebephuma, kodwa there is only one race of people eyayivunyelwa ukuthi ingene, and the race of people eyingenayo yena leyo yini lapho kwaqala khona wonke ama-coronavirus nalawo. So that's where i-disease is easily spread. Sabona lo mkhokheli umsekeli kamkhokheli welizwe layo ibuya ivela khona ngale kubo China engachekwa, lokuchekwa khona kuyindawo eyayidume nangegcikwane nalelo. So it's these little things that increase the viruses everywhere, a spread to people in so many ways esingakunanzeleliwe. Ningazi ukuthi lapha abasuka kuleli lizwe bafika ngale bafika njani, ngoba once it started everything was stopped, then i-movement yaba very very limited. It's only iZimbabwe lapho kungena khona ama-Chinese kuphela, azange ngabona kwezinye indawo abanye abantu ababengena.
Yes, coming to your branch in Welsh there, are there many Zimbabweans, and do you ever meet, and do you have any projects which you are doing for Zimbabwe, or you are just helping people with ideas? What exactly do you do?
Project, but sesile sikhwama sibili isikhwama sethu it's a fat pack really esifuna ukuthi siyisebenzise kuma projects ethu, kodwa i-target yethu khona ngapha sina sisewensi bekuyibhinga. Indlela yokuthi besithagete ibhinga bekuyikuthi khona sikhangelele ukuthi ibhinga yona ngokwayo come rain or sunshine, thickness or hardship or thick and thin, bebevele besupporta ibandla lethu ele-MTC Alliance. Belendlala benjalo bengalazi itolo behamba ama-miles and miles and miles of kilometers ukuthi beyethola amanzi beyethola lokhu. So sithe I think in other ways indlela ofanele sibabonge ngayo ukuthi they remain committed and they've remained so since EMTC has started up to now. They are committed, they are resolute, they are so focused, they love the party. Iloba kungalalutho olukhulu kangaka ababenzela lona. So thina iproject yethu izabamba khona ngale endaweni yaseBhinga. So sikumalungiselelo nje ukuthi sikhulume lobaba uSibanda onguye obambe khona ngale endaweni yeBhinga. Kodwa asikaqali, sizaqala nje kumnyaka ozayo, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi into esifuna ukuthi siyenzele i-area not indawo yonke, but sizakhetha nje maybe izigaba ezimbili kumbe ezintathu esizasebenza lazo sibini ukuze zithole indaba. Sikhangelele endabeni yamanzi, sikhangelele ukuphakamisela omama khona ngala beBhinga, ama-projects achiyeneyo yikho esikukhangeleyo. Njalo imali sibi sesilayo, kodwa sifuna nje we got a timing, kulalapho esitayimele khona.
Yabona, hayi siyabonga sikuzwakele. Marvelous, you can hear there. Mrs. Richards is saying that among other issues, they also have projects which they have lined up to help women and other people, in especially in Bhinga, which is usually remote, which is remote, and usually they don't have access to many things.
Regenti vapei mukana wekuti Mai Richards mukatitaurawo here nechirongwa chenyu chamuri kuita kuBhinga. panguva ino yeCOVID-19 kana kuti nguva yese yamunenge muri kuita zvirongwa izvi?
Yeah, lapha kula iWomen's League ya eyalapha yayihlanganisa onke le Britain ngale. I'm sure ba organizer ngesikhathi laphana kuze kube lesenzakalo esenzakala ebhinga laphana. Zabathumela izimali ezasebenzisa ukudla okuthize, izinto ezithize zokuncedisa imuli abantu basebhinga.
Mhm. Taure yenyu neshona.
Those about the Women's League yekunoku, because Women's League you know involve Wales, Ireland, just in Britain. Yaga organize this a small pocket, yaga enda kubhinga kunobetsera madzimai nemhuri yese yekubhinga ikoko yanga yapinda kutambudziko rakaitika a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo. Rambai henyu muripo, tichadzoka kwamuri. Regai tiendei kuna mai Lucy. Chikwero timbonzwawo kwavari kuti pane mabasa amuri kuita here ekubatsira madzimai. Sangano renyu rinonzi chii uyezve pane mabasa amuri kuita here ekubatsira madzimai panguva ino yeCOVID-19 kana kuti yeCoronavirus?
Tine sangano rinonzi MTC Educate a Girl Inc. Isangano rinobatsira zvakanyanya vanasikana vakanga varasikirwa nemikana yekuenda kuchikoro, ichivadzosera kuchikoro. Ende vazhinji vacho tinenge tinyanyotarisa nerera, asina kana angachakwanisa kumubetsera ndo vatiri kuendesa. So panguva ino yeCOVID-19 tinoona kuti nerera zhinji idzi dzimwe dzacho dzakanga dzichongochengetwawo nevavakidzani, vamwewo vanenge vazongomuvhawo kuenda kunogarawo nedzimwe hama dzakaita sana sekuru vasisakwanise kana kuvariritira. Saka panguva ino seMTC tanga tichiendesa mafood packs kune nherera idzodzi. Mafood packs ayanga achisanganisira hupfu, zvinhu zvakaita sana machangs, mafuta, sugar, flour for each family. So that is the project that we've been working on. And the other one, ndenyaya kuti hurumende yakanga yataura kuti zvikoro zvave padhuze kuvhurwa. Takawanikwa tichiwanawo tsamba dzinokubva pachikoro, pachikoro chatunyanyoshanda nacho munharaunda, ndeyekuti kuchimanimani kwakarohwa necyclone idai mazuva aya. So vakanga vachikumbirawo kuti dai zvaikwanisa matikwanisa kutowanisawo zvinhu zvakaita semamasks. So seMTC takakwanisa kutenga machira ari kusonwa vasikana nherera dziyadziya, hatingovabatsiri kubhadharira mafees chete, tinovakurudzira kuti vakwanise kuitawo mabasa emaoko. Saka pachira aya munherera idzi takakwanisa kunge tichidzipawo that task yekuti dzipuhwe pattern naticha wavo Fashion and Fabrics, vogara pasi namentor vedu vachivadzidzisa kusona machira kana kucheka vachisona mamask. So that's the current project yatiri kushanda nezvayo pari zvino.
Mungati muchange muri kubatsira vanhu vakawanda sei?
The request yakabva kuchikoro vakanga vachiti vari kuda about 1800 masks for their staff and my students avo, vachiti vabereki havasi kutombokwanisa kana kuwanira vana vavo mamaski iwawa, nekuti inzvimbo ine sezvindareva kuti ine nherera dzakawanda nevanhu bose mumaruwa. Saka iko zvino seMTC pari zvino takakwanisa kureza mari yetiri kukwanisa kuvasonera about 500, but tichiri kungorana the project iyo kuti kana tikawanawo anokwanisa kutibatsira, nekuti takanga tabva takanga tichirana concurrently project yekufidha nherera idzi zvakare nemamask. Saka tikawanisa anokwanisa kutibatsira kuwedzera machira iwawo, zvingange zvakatikoshera zvakanyanya uye zvakakoshera vana vemudunhu iroro kuti vakwanise kudzokera kuchikoro safely.
If you can just tell us in English, what projects do you currently have during this COVID-19 as an organization? Where are you working and what's the name of your organization? How are you impacting women and young girls?
Okay. The organization that I'm coming from is called MTC Educate a Girl Inc. We are currently operating in Chimanimani, working with victims of Cyclone Idai, as well as victims of, if you are an orphan, it can be, we really don't ask you how you become an orphan, because it's more about empowering young women and girls. So we have been working with those orphans who had dropped out, especially girls who had dropped out of school. So we have been offering them food packages during this COVID-19 as we realize some of the girls actually moved in with neighbors or with grandparents who can't even work anymore. And actually, we also know, we are aware that there was a drought this year. People didn't get good food, good harvests. So we have been working with them, trying to source food for them. And also so that we alleviate the suffering from the people who are helping these kids. We are also working with the school because we got a request from the school that they wanted to safely reopen as the government had instructed, but the local people couldn't afford to buy masks for their students. And also the school was also requesting because they don't have money to even buy for their own staff. So as MTC, we managed to source fabric to make about 500 masks that we are currently working on. And we don't just empower the girls by giving them an education and food and sports equipment, we also want them to have life skills. So these orphans are also helping making these masks that them and their peers are going to be using as they go back to school. So currently, as I said, the school was requesting about 1,800. So we managed to source about 500 as of now. That's what we are currently working on.
And which areas are you operating?
In Chimanimani.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. If you can just stay on, we'll just get my co-host, the star.
Question for her and her organization. But
she can come back on, actually.
Yes, we realize that in your organization, as you work like that, the cost of living is also rising and the prices are high. So if is there any other way you feel these people can be cushioned? Because fine, you may give them these empowering products, but we see that now they are saying that sugar goes for an average of 190 bond notes, milk $40, and the average salary of teachers, we're getting this from the teachers union, is $1,800 after some deductions. So how are people really surviving? Looking that, you're seeing that you are not helping all of them. How do others survive?
I think we've actually lost her, so as soon as she comes back. No, that's okay. But she seems to have come back, so.
Yes, we'll pose that question to Ms. Richards, maybe.
Okay, now if you can, maybe there's a video of a woman in Zimbabwe, so let me play that quickly, and then I'll come back to you, because I think she's back. So once we're done with that video, we can actually hear what she'll be saying.
Mai takajaira kuti kana tine zvinorema we go to church tichinosangana tichinoshare ma problems edu, we pray for each other, but right now we are at home. Nyangwe chandinetsa ndakangogara mba mangu andina kutaurira. Saka with this lockdown it has become more difficult because my burdens, women are overburdened really. Atina kuchano share kuniseka kwataina tainotaurana yaitishare. Saka unobva waona kuti with this COVID, yeah, a lot of things are mounting on women.
We are hearing there, Star, a lady is actually saying that before COVID-19, people could go to church, you know, they could talk to other people, they could share problems. But she says because of this COVID-19 now, there are going to be a lot of mental health issues because women are now stuck at home with nobody to share their burdens. But I see that Miss Lucy is back. So what I'll do is I'll bring you back up and you can ask her that same question. I think she heard what you had asked. She can then come in. And
yes, just briefly, the cost of living, the price hikes, how are people surviving since others are outside your assistance?
In terms of the cost of living, it is very, very difficult for ordinary women to be surviving in Zimbabwe right now, because you actually find that the gap between the rich and the poor has really grown so much. So all the people who have money, they actually have the money. But most people do not have it. And if I think you've been following with some of the videos that we were sharing, of the girls giving their own testimonies, you'd find that they actually they value things like even cooking oil. They haven't had it in a while. They were looking at it as a luxury. But it is really difficult for them to get food, and with the same with so many others in different areas. The value of the Zimbabwean money versus the US dollar, and most people are actually charging in US dollars, and yet people don't have that money. So it is really difficult for the people that we are helping, we are working with, as well as others that we can't even reach out to.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. And coming to you, Mrs. Richards, how is the Zimbabweans there in the diaspora, are they still able to help as much as they used to during this lockdown? Their parents back home, sending money. Has anything changed? Do you believe people have still kept their jobs from what you are observing?
Yeah, I have kept mine. Others have. It depends what type of a job you are doing.
Okay.
I think some have, some haven't, and I think we've lost quite a few because usually we are in the forefront. We are forefront workers. Most of us are nurses, care workers, and maybe doctors and social workers. So we are really in the forefront. We are those type of workers who are in the forefront. But I think they are still sending money. I had problems when it started, but once everything just got settled a little bit, then everybody was able. I've been able to send money back home. I haven't had problems. So I hope everybody has.
Yes, as Kangela Geloku Tinte, when Pasha Loki Pansam Songi, Ungati Ninga Kunjalo would Tiban Jalapaling and some mono in Lingangena in Bosman.
Yeah, cool. Even Lanamelon and even Yazili in a Liza Wenza isn't doing. I was with everything else takes time. It's not a matter of going there and changing things straight away, but. You know, within I believe that within a couple of months, 6 months and onwards, we will see slight changes that shows a lot of improvement from compared to what is happening now. Everything has gone worse from what it was. Nothing has changed. Everything that they promised, they haven't done it. They were gonna do this, they didn't do it. They were gonna do that, they didn't do it. I'm not saying that the MTC government will go in, Alliance government will go in there and change things straight away. But people will be able to see a change as soon as they get into power. Nyagozu, which is Josiah Duraga Kuleka, Yabona Umalaku Kangere. If you see the price of bread, of price of millimil are resembling your salary, which means you've got nothing really. Something needs to change. And now is the time. Women, girl power can do anything. They can do it. If the girl power are united, they stick together and speak in one voice, they can do. They can make a change.
Hayi siyabonga ke ume khona pho ecingweni kancunyani. Marvelous, you can come in.
Yes, sister. I was hearing there you asked a very important question. I think, just to recap, what's your view on what she just said?
Well, actually, she said that if her government comes into power, she believes that they will change things within a few months because the current government, they have promised a lot of things, but still they haven't achieved anything. But of course, you know, that's her view.
Yes.
We usually speak to, I spoke to ZANU PF official. He's the member of parliament for Vungu, Mr. Omeka Svanda. He was in the sports, fraternity.
Yes. What did he have to say?
He was actually saying the government is handling the coronavirus pandemic very well.
Mm-hmm.
And especially by testing people in quarantine centers so that they don't spread it to their communities. And he was actually saying the social welfare distribution, the food distribution, is done in not in a partisan manner. Everyone is receiving the food stuff. And he was saying everyone has to support President Mnangagwa so that he achieves all his goals. So it depends on who you're talking to. You talk to MDC, you talk to ZANU-PF, people give you varying opinions. And some, of course, in ZANU-PF agree that the economy is not functioning well, will tell you about sanctions, and that some people are supporting the government, especially business people. Mm-hmm. So if people who just raise their prices willy-nilly, but if you talk to the business, they will tell you that the production, everything, the costs, they factored everything into their prices. So it depends who you are talking to.
Thank you, Desta, for also coming up with what the other people are saying, because as we, as Studio 7, we always strive to get both sides of the story. Thank you so much. Let me come back to you, Mr. Chikowero. If you can just tell us, I think we're nearly coming to the end of our program, but from what you can see, especially in the girl child movement, how do you think the government has been handling the issue of educating the girl child on the issue of COVID-19? Are they well educated, especially in the areas where you're working?
I think our government has beautiful policies on paper. But when it comes to implementation, that's where we are lacking. I've had a chance to attend various sessions where the government has been presenting. You'd find that they'll be talking about kids, all the school children, not walking for like about 5 kilometers to school. But in the area that I'm working, I have girls who are waking up at 5 a.m. to leave the house at 5 so they can start school at 8 a.m. So it means these girls are walking up over 8 kilometers in one way and another 8 coming back. And with most of them, as I was saying, our girls are mainly in the starting from secondary school, because mm-hmm. we have a stream in both Form 1 and Form 2s. Their siblings, they are not even going to school, and we are empowering girls mainly. And we feel so bad when we leave their siblings that are boys. This is an issue that our government really need to look at, and they need to do a lot of soul searching on this one. Because when we talk about it, when we talk about it in boardrooms, when we talk about it to the international community, people would think that we have a very functional education system, and yet that is not true. The schools are so far away, and in some cases, they actually don't have school buildings to learn in. So they are actually at the mercy of the cold, the rain, you name it. So it is, we really need to pull up in terms of implementation.
Ehe, motaura enyu nechivanhu kuti takatarisa nyaya iyoyi yeCOVID-19. Mungati imi hurumende iri kuita zvakakwana here kudzidzisa nyaya vechidiki. Hatichati vasikana vega, nekuti vechidiki ava vazhinji vaakuchema-chemawo vachiti imi semaorganization, ma non-profit kana kuti maorganization akazvimirira manyanya kuita mabasa ekungobatsira vanasikana chete. Ko, vanakomana vari kubatsirwawo nani panguva inoyi?
Takazvitarisa, hakuzi kunyepa kuti masangano anomirira kunyanyobatsira vanasikana akati wandei, asi dzimwe nguva unenge uchiona kuti at times to break the cycle of poverty mumadzimai, or at least to lift it up, because kuva tichikura vamukabvunza madzimai edu isusu wainzwa chinzi hanzvadzi yangu yakadzidziswa ini ndakanzi ndichanororwa. Saka nofunga ndopakazobatira zvakanyanya vemasangano anowanzomirira kodzero dzevanasikana kuti vati aiwa ngatisimudzire vana. So wangu pari kusara pane gap rakanyanya ipapa, and hurumende yedu dai zvaibvira yabuda mumaboardrooms nekupa mapress statement and all that stuff, vaenda kuimplementation, because ikoko ndokuneda kune gap rakakurisisa. Ndine vana vari musangano rangu vanofamba vanobuda mangwanani na 5 a.m. kuti vabate chikoro na 8, vachifamba about 8 kilometers one way kuenda kuchikoro. Saka zvinhu zvekuti number 1 zvinosiya vasikana vasikana vari vulnerable and chimwe chinhu chinonyanya kuti tirerekere kuvana vasikana vakazvakanyanya kuvakomana unoona kuti vanogona ngonomitisa then vakanga vasiya mwanasikana uyu akukura achichengeta mwana naye wacho and the cycle of poverty yoramba ichingotenderera paari saka ndosaka tichibva tanyanya kuti kunge tiri kubata vanasikana vasi semazai asi tine shungu chaidzo dzekuti tibate vana vose vasimukire at the same level and our government really need to step up.
Well, thank you so much. Let me get my co-host back again. Sir?
Yes, I will have Mrs. Richards say her last word too. Mrs. Richards, sesigqiba ke uhlelo lwethu. Ngakhuluma ke lapho lokugcina ukuthi uthini ke? Ngakho konke lokho kade sikukhuluma nje singathi recap. Besikhuluma ke nge-COVID nama-human rights issues.
Ngizele nje ukuthi ama-members of parliament have got a duty to play. Umsebenzi wabo bavotelwa ngabantu ukuthi behambe e-parliament bebamela, be-represent ama-problems abavela lawo ku-community, athi abawacabangayo bona ngezingqondo zabo. So ama-problems abayinikezwa i-community yabafana bayabuyise ngapha kukhulu e-parliament ukwenzela ukuthi baphiwe lezo zimali ukuthi bayidevelope ama-communities abo. Abantu bonke kwekhona endaweni yakwe area ya njalo ngakho nginyakhuthaza ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe ufanele
laphana ngikubambe umlomo mbijana ungamtshela nje ngolimi lesishona khona ezasusisa ukuthi uphendula yena
ndiri kuvumelana zviri kutaura na mai bakamira organization yavo kaizvi asima zvimwe zvinhu zvikuru zvekuti member of parliament ava islike bekuZimbabwe avazivi ebasa ravo kuti vaite member of parliament vakamirira chii vakasarudzwa nevanhu vesizvo vakasarudzwa nevanhu vanofanira kuenda kuvanhu vounganidza vanhu votaura nevanhu vounganisa maproblems vonyora maproblems ecommunity yavo yese voenda nawo voarepresenta kuparliament kavakavarepresenta vokumbira mari inozodzokera zve kuvanhu vavo kucommunity yavo ikoko inozobatsira community yavo because it's so sad kuti it's this day century the 21st century isusu muZimbabwe kuti tiri nevana mwana musikana achiri kutambura achiri kufamba all those kilometers achienda I know and even in my area zviripo futi zviri kuitira izvozvo asi dai hurumende yedu ikasimudzira chirongwa sekumareserve noti kuti vangofunga mareserve vakuda kuvhotera chete ende isu toda zvekuvhota kaizvo tinongovhotera chero munhu tongomupinza chero asina kana zvaatiitira tinofanira kuitira kuvhotera munhu anozotishandira will listen to our problems and going back to what we've been discussing ndinokurudzira kuti hurumende please veduwe mukai mumagumbezi amakabata iwawavo wake up from your blankets mungoshandira Zimbabwe mungoshandira vanhu vekuZimbabwe zvisinei kuti munhari party ipi endai munoshandira vanhu this is a difficult time yeCovid yekuti vanhu vese vanofanira kuchengetedzwa nehurumende kana hurumende isingagoni kuchengetesa vanhu vavo ichingozvichengeta ivo vega vari vashomane nivo vari kungozvichengeta ngavachengete vanhu veZimbabwe vasangochengeta vanhu veZimbabwe at different intervals.
I have to come in there and cut you off, unfortunately, because the time is not on our side, unfortunately. So thank you so much. I think, you know, we had a really fruitful discussion. We had powerful women on our program, but time is not on our side. So we want to thank you, Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero, also Star.
Yeah, so also like to thank Miss Carter Richards, umasibanda, mgcini sihlalo ke, wogacha lwe Welsh khona le eBrithani umbe kuseNgilandi, ebandla le MDC, ayibasinike imbono emihle sibili lapho besixoxa khona ke, kodaba ke lokushukuluzwa, lokushukuluzwa kwamalunga ebandla le MDC, sakhuluma ke langodaba lwe-coronavirus lokuthi impilo inzima kakhulu ebantwini abesifazane hayi siyababonga kakhulu njalo silugqiba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo yimi usithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
I'm marvelous Mhlanga who are here in Washington DC where we are broadcasting from home because of the COVID-19 coronavirus. And this is a pre-recorded program. So by the time you watch this, you may find that the figures that we've been giving you on the COVID-19 positive cases globally and in Zimbabwe may have changed. Have a very good evening. We meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei.